From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. There were lots of early morning specials today to lure customers to the traditional start of the holiday shopping season. Fortunately, there were no reports of injuries, unlike last year, when a Walmart employee on Long Island was trampled to death as people swarmed into the store. This year, the question is whether the high rate of unemployment will limit people's willingness to spend. NPR's Tamara Keith checked out the Black Friday scene just before sunrise in Rockville, Maryland.
It's 4:45 in the morning, and Target store team leader Jim Chaffee is preparing his employees for the insanity that's about to come pouring through the doors.
You guys ready?
Yep.
You sure?
Yes.
I don't believe you. Are you ready?
Yes!
Living the dream.
Outside, shoppers, some hardy, some just nuts, have been standing in line for hours. Cheryl Hoover is a diehard Black Friday regular.
But I've been doing it for so many years, it's just a part of me can't give it up.
All right, guys, here we go. The doors are going to be open now.
Here they go.
Some people literally run, and they all seem to be headed straight for the electronics department.
Tell me to hurry up.
A 32-inch flat-screen TV for just under $250 is the hottest item by far. They're gone in 4 minutes. The more expensive 40-inch TVs move much more slowly. It's the same with GPS devices. The cheapest ones go first and fast. Patty Edwards, a retail analyst with Storehouse Partners, says that fits with what she heard from shoppers as she visited stores this morning.
Most folks said they were spending either the same or less than last year, that they were hoping to buy roughly the same amount of items, but spend less money doing it.
The National Retail Federation predicts sales will be down 1% this holiday season compared to last year. 2008 was rough for retailers, who were caught off guard by recession-driven frugality. This year, Edwards says they seem ready.
They did a phenomenal job, as best I've been able to tell, of buying at the right price so that it appears to the consumer to offer great value, but also provides decent margin for the retailer, which is a big change from last year when there was really a smell of fear in the air when you walked into any of the stores and the consumer knew they had the retailers right where they wanted them.
Copy that. I'll send somebody downstairs.
Excuse me. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I need the toaster?
The $3 toaster that was in the flyer, or just toasters in general?
Yeah, anything.
Okay.
Yes, a $3 toaster. Target was offering coffee makers, crock pots, and sandwich makers, too, at that price, down from about $10. Store manager Jim Chaffee says he was shocked at how quickly they sold out.
I couldn't believe it. I saw people with like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, six crock pots, and yeah, that's unbelievable.
This is for Gabby. Let me look at this. This is nice.
Another unlikely big seller, kids' pajamas for $5. Mm-hmm. Bernadette Carter had a pile of them in her cart, presents for nieces and nephews.
Normally, I spend like $20 a kid. This year, I'm doing $5 a kid. I know that's cheap, but at least they get a little something.
Call it recession chic. Chaffee says it's all about price. And in much of its marketing this holiday season, Target has been shouting value.
Those price points just grab you. Like anything that's like $10 or less, anything that's $10 or less and it's something neat, a stocking stuffer, or would make a great gift.
For Black Friday veteran Cheryl Hoover, this year she jumped on the $17 Barbie Ride With Me scooter. And like many people, she says she's spending less this year. She says it's the recession and her husband.
We don't have any money. Don't you use those cards. Put me on a budget. Oh.
So instead of paying with credit, she went with debit right out of her checking account. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.